This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed, that is I. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. We were scheduled to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, noted automotive journalist, esteemed automotive journalist, and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, but Paul has been traveling extensively. I know he told me at the end of last week that he was going to be home for most of the weekend and then off to Europe once again, but he has gotten sick from all this traveling, so unfortunately he will not be joining us in this first half hour of the broadcast. Coming up in our part two of hour one is Greg Hogue. Greg is an interesting guy. This is a diesel racing pioneer. He's also a race car driver himself and a race team owner. And Greg gets to go to a lot of cool things like the Bonneville Salt Flats and to the Speed Weeks in Texas. And I know he always has a project or two that he's working on, so we'll check in with him on many of these Auto World stations. In hour number two of the broadcast, we'll be joined by Dan Watson, the CEO of The Lube Page, thelubepage.com. That is your destination for all questions and answers to do with lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist for over 25 years. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. It is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and you can also reach me via the email anytime throughout the broadcast or anytime throughout the week. You can reach me at bob@autoworldradio.com, and even if you're listening to the show on tape delay, or if you're listening at GCNLive.com in archive or podcast form somewhere down the road, and you have a question for myself or a question for one of our guests, don't hesitate to send those off to me, because we will incorporate them into a future broadcast. Taking a look at some of the stories and making headlines in the world of automobiles in the last week or so, well, it's unfortunate to say the least, but a Takata airbag has killed the 16th person in the U.S. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administrator. The driver was at the wheel of a 2002 Honda Civic. This is the 14th Honda fatality to others with different brands, but sad story nonetheless, and a lesson to be learned. And evidently this person who was driving the Honda who was killed was a recent new purchaser of the vehicle. He bought it pre-owned, and he wasn't aware of the airbag recall. They tried to contact him via mail. They tried to contact him via phone. But this is a problem when cars change hands, especially in private party sales. And you and I both know there are a whole lot of those going on all the time. So my advice to you is always, if you're taking delivery of a pre-owned vehicle, a vehicle from somebody else except someone within your immediate family, then the first thing you should do is check to see if there are any recalls on your vehicle. And the second thing you can do is then put in your vehicle identification number and see if those recalls have been taken care of. because chances are they haven't. It's a big problem in the world of automobiles, and this death, unfortunately, points out the flaws that we have in our system. But for God's sakes, if you get a new vehicle, a new pre-owned vehicle, do a little checking. You know, personally, I like the Carfax folks. If you can run a Carfax on your vehicle even after purchase, it's worth the investment to find out where it was serviced, how often it was serviced. You can also find out if the vehicle was in an accident. You can also find out if the airbags in the vehicles were deployed. All very important stuff to know if you're taking delivery of a new used vehicle. Well, General Motors has announced that they're selling a South Korean plant to an electric vehicle maker. And they will not be building Teslas, because lots of people immediately thought, with Tesla having some problems reaching production with their models and also with their recent announcement that they're going to be closing their factory-owned showrooms, that they were going to shift that money into manufacturing. But at least as far as the South Korean plant owned by General Motors, it is going to somebody else. There's also lots of news in the area of self-driving trucks. This is something that the trucking industry can't wait for. Eventually, we're going to have big rigs being driven by computers. I don't know. It's a little bit scary as far as I'm concerned, but Daimler Trucks, the parent company of brands like Freightliner, has purchased in a majority stake in the Virginia-based Torque Robotics, a move it expects that will help it speed up the commercialization of automated trucking. Now, in case you don't know it, there's a shortage of truck drivers. You see the ads if you're perusing for a job yourself, that you can make a lot of money driving a truck, not even doing cross-country, just locally in your area or within your state, and you can make six-figure income. And many of the trucking companies are going to the point where they'll even pay for your training, or they will guarantee you a job after you take the training. So for those who are changing careers, looking for something different, before we see this wrath of automated trucks taking over the highways and byways of the good old USA, you might want to look into the profession of driving a truck professionally. But we'll have much more on the self-driving truck issue. I know they're definitely pushing that big time. Well, Uber is a publicly traded company, and last week, their competitor Lyft had an IPO, an initial purchase offer, and they raised close to $1 billion in this initial public offering. There's some good things on the horizon for the folks at Lyft, including a GM Lyft Alliance, which has been talked about, but definitely isn't necessarily locked down. But nevertheless, a lot of people took advantage of Lyft going public, and now they are shareholders of that entity. Fiat Chrysler is attracting another French suitor. That's right. Peugeot's family expressed interest recently, and now Renault is supposedly interested in FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. And for those of you guys who don't realize who's Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, well, it's Chrysler, it's Dodge, it's Ram, it's Fiat, it's Alfa Romeo, and it's Ferrari. And Jeep. Don't forget Jeep. That's the most valuable one of all. We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend. On the road again.
again. I'm on the road again.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, was scheduled to be with us in this half hour of the broadcast, but Paul's come down with an illness due to all the traveling he's been doing recently, and I believe he's back on the travel road again next week. But that's not stopping us from checking out what Paul's got up at the DetroitBureau.com. We've been talking about some stories of importance, including the 16th person in the U.S. U.S. being killed by a Takata airbag. The person was at the wheel of a 2002 Honda Civic. This is the 14th Honda death blamed on these airbags, which of course have been recalled numerous times, and make sure that your vehicle, if it's something new to you, make sure that you don't have Takata airbags in your system. So make sure that there are no outstanding recalls on your vehicle. Another bit of automotive business news, just as Daimler's smart division appeared to be on the outs with some management changes, the company's largest shareholder, Geely, has swooped in and saved the quirky brand. The automaker is going to form a 50-50 venture to produce electric smart cars. Now, that kind of makes sense in a ways, because smart cars, for the most part, are really city vehicles. They are the smallest footprint you can have on the road, and certainly if you put an electric motor in that vehicle, then you you probably could get reasonable amount of fuel economy. And oh, thank you, my daughter Lucy has given me a snack on air. Thank you, very good. Thank you. All right, room service. How do you like that? Very good. A special snack for my daughter Lucy as we talk about the news of the past week. Honda's new crossover sport utility vehicle, Hyundai's new crossover sport utility vehicle, will be seen at the New York International Auto Show. The automaker has chosen the venue as the crossover's name. It's going to be called Venue. So the Hyundai Venue. Hyundai this past week also unveiled a new Sonata, but they did not do it in New York or any place here in North America. They decided to debut their new Sonata in Seoul, South Korea. Korean car maker also showed off its customized and performance line. This is kind of their hot rod division. And of course, we'll see in New York the very hot Veloster N concept vehicle, and most likely we'll see the, now that the wraps have been taken off, this all-new variant of the Sonata. This is a very important vehicle for the Hyundai brand, as it continues to do well in the sale of small automobiles, as we see some of the large American manufacturers known for decades, centuries, producing vehicles like Ford getting out of the passenger car business, and with General Motors paring down their portfolio and axing some very important vehicles not that long ago. The Chevrolet Volt was a big deal when it first debuted, and a couple of years in, it was completely redone and received much more accolades and much more praise by the automotive press. I had the opportunity to drive both the first and second generation of the Volt, and the second generation was eons better, but now they have cut that one, and we're seeing kind of stagnation right now at the FCA headquarters here in North America, as they concentrate on the products that they have in production. We don't hear any rumors of any new cars coming out of Dodge or coming out of Chrysler. Eventually, we may see the much-promised Barracuda from Dodge. We may see a refreshed Challenger in another year or so. We may see a refreshed Chrysler 300, but no plans at the moment to expand in those areas. They're doing very well, Dodge, with the Durango. And, of course, they're doing extraordinarily well with Ram and all the sales of that division, and also doing extraordinarily well with Jeep. And Jeep has not only one all-new offering for 2019, that being the all-new Jeep Wrangler. And if you've seen a picture of the Jeep Wrangler, you might question yourself and might think that it's not all new. Well, it's 100% new, even though it has a lot of the styling characteristics like we've come to expect from a Wrangler. But they've gotten rave reviews, and as a matter of fact, the new model has some really cool features never before available in a Wrangler, so check that out. And of course, the other big thing on the horizon for the folks at Jeep is the arrival of the Gladiator, which is going to be their pickup truck, their small pickup truck, which we'll see for the 2020 model year. We're going to see lots of interesting vehicles for the 2020 model year. If you stop and think about it, we're scheduled to see the return of the Ford Ranger, and we're also expected to see the return of the Ford Bronco. The Bronco is more shaded in mystery, as the Wrangler has already been debuted, and we have seen it up close and personal. Haven't had the opportunity to drive it yet, but very well executed product, and its turbo four-cylinder engine gives other V6 competitors in its class, the small pickup or the mid-size pickup like the Chevrolet Colorado, easily a run for its money. I know a lot of people were skeptical at first, thinking, well, Ford's only coming in with a four-cylinder turbo. How can it possibly compete with the larger six-cylinder power plants? Well, these new turbos from very many manufacturers, including Ford, continue to surprise lots of folks. Ford is shutting down passenger car operations in Russia. Automaker Ford has decided to cut their losses in the country. They just couldn't hit a home run in Russia and couldn't have a best-selling vehicle. So they're closing three plants in Russia as part of its overhaul of its money-losing European operations. And of course, as we said moments ago, this is all hand-in-hand with the paring down of Ford's passenger car business, focusing on the Mustang as the only car, and crossovers and sport utility vehicles and trucks. We'll take a pit stop, and then Greg Hove will be joining us. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent. Attorney General William Barr has said he'll release the Robert Mueller confidential report to Congress before giving it to the White House. On ABC's This Week, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked if President Trump is okay with that.
From the very beginning, we said what we're saying now, which is Mr. Barr gets to handle this. That's how the law works. And Mr. Barr has made it clear that he's going to release it to Congress before he shows it to us. That's his decision.
Former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, a Democrat, says then-Vice President Joe Biden hugged and kissed her during a rally in 2014. While Biden says he doesn't believe he acted inappropriately, there's concern this could affect a possible 2020 run. On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway offered her thoughts.
Joe Biden's intent is only partly, or maybe not at all, relevant here. It's really how that woman felt. She feels that it was unwelcomed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNlive.com. And we're going to be joined momentarily from Max Spool Engineering. The one and only Greg Hoag will be joining us. If you'd like to participate via telephone, we've got Mackenzie running things at Master Control at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob at autoworldradio.com, bob at boblongradio.com. Well, the gentleman lining up to the microphone is no stranger to the airways of Auto World. He's a diesel racing pioneer. He's a race car driver himself. He's a team owner, and he's usually out wrenching on something or out driving something cool, and it's time for us to check in with the one and only Mr. Greg Hoag. Greg, welcome to the program. How are you doing?
Hello. Hello, Bob. Great Sunday. We've had a pretty eventful last couple of weeks. We went to the Texas Mile. I got to watch the M2K car go 300 miles an hour in the mile, and that's the first car over 300 at the Texas Mile. And Bill White, the guy that I've been kind of mentoring for the last 4 years, a fairly older gentleman, finally got his Cadillac CTS-V to go 202 miles an hour.
Wow, that's a big accomplishment.
Yes, he has been swinging at it for about the past 3.5-4 years, and there's a lot involved in the driving skill. And of course, he went picked the car up from AMP in Arlington, Texas. They tuned it up and put it on an E85 and went down there, and it ran 202. And his son, Andrew White, got in the 200-mile-an-hour club. And then Ken Kelly, the guy from Classic Car Liquidators that kind of host our little corral down there, he has 250 muscle cars that they restore. And down there, we had a good time, and he got to get in the car and run 200. His Demon, we had some problems with it last time with the wheels, and we got good wheels, and the stock Demon went 187. It was pretty amazing, that Dodge Demon. That is an incredible piece of equipment.
Yeah, a lot of great engineering went into that.
That's
a cool stuff.
I got a ride in it over to the Dodge dealership where we tried to line it up last time. There's no front seat or back seat, no passenger seat or back seat when they come from the dealership. You get all that stuff in a big wooden crate that you pay $1 for, and that legalizes it for NHRA racing.
That's so cool. It was an incredible piece.
We're still working on our Nebulous Theorem land speed gas streamliner. We went 409 miles an hour at the World Finals out at the Salt Flats at Bonneville, and right now we're getting the car back together to go run in E-blown gas streamliner. Right now we have the fastest record for a gasoline-powered vehicle on Earth. Rick Yacucci has really done a good job, and we're getting the motor back together to run in a couple of classes next year, and El Mirage is coming up pretty quick. The Little Goose pickup with the 2-liter diesel Volkswagen, we went 157. Mm-hmm. Mike Mangoli and driver Keith Peterson, done a good job, and we're building another motor, so we're running two classes with it. So we've had a good time. The diesel world's really coming around at one of the radio races recently, Sweet 16 they call it. One of the diesel racers, Milliken, he went 426 in the 8th mile in a little Chevy Nova with a Cummins in it. So diesels are starting to show the world that they can actually compete on a gas level. And they're starting to come around and being able to actually compete. They've always had the horsepower. They've just had a hard time being able to stage and cut a good light. And Ryan Milliken's finally starting to get that done. He went around last time at Ducks Race, the Lights Out Radio versus the World, and he actually went around. So pretty impressive. My dragster's going back together. We're getting ready to put it back together with the new Edelbrock heads. Edelbrock's come out with Duramax heads. Very incredible piece. They can't keep them on the shelf. They're going so fast. Getting ready to race this next year, and I'm kind of out of it for a little while. I've retired from the fire service as a aircraft crash firefighter, and I've gone to work for the airlines in a part-time capacity, working on the ramp. And it's a lot of people, and I would tell people that like to travel or want to travel when they retire, go look at the airlines, and the jobs pay reasonable amount of money, and then once you've been there for your period of time, you can give up a lot of your shifts and work a couple of days a week or a couple of weeks out of a couple of month period of time and get to go travel. So I'm enjoying getting to work with aircraft again and having a good time doing it, and going to get to go see all the racing and maybe go to Australia and see some racing and go to England. And
that sounds fantastic. Tell us a little bit more about that 300-mile-per-hour run that you witnessed at the Texas Mile.
The M2K group, it's a GT40, a very highly modified GT40. They say it makes around 2,000 horsepower. It's pretty amazing to watch it go down the racetrack, because if you didn't understand what was going on, it pops and bangs all the way down the racetrack. Well, that's the traction control, them having to do whatever they can to kill power to keep the tires stuck to the track, because the secret in some of this land speed racing, especially at the Texas Mile on concrete and especially at Bonneville on salt, is traction and being able to budget the amount of power that the tire can take. When I started my rookie process out at Bonneville, and I still have yet to make a pass there, it rained. one of the old salts, we call him. He held his hands out and showed me the palm of his hands and told everybody to hold their hands out. And he said, now rub your foot on the salt and look at the palm of your hands. That's your only traction surface. So that car is amazing. They came out and they would run a quarter mile down the track to get their tune-up, and then they would run the half mile. And they spent all weekend before they actually ran all the way down the track. And then they put that 300-mile-an-hour pass up on the board, and it was just incredible.
That's great.
As they say, the crowd went wild.
Is it based on the 2017 GT or the 2005, 2006?
The older, not the the 2000, what is it, the 10?
2005 and 2006.
I think that is the year model. I'm not a big GT guy. I could probably never afford one, so I've got to drive a few of them. And there's a real famous picture of me racing one back at Hot Rod Drag Week with Project X. That picture of he and I at the 60-foot clock's about dead even. We raced each other quite a few times, and then driving out of the track, we swapped vehicles with David Kennedy from Diesel Power, who later went to Hot Rod and now is at MHRA. And we swapped vehicles because he wanted to drive the diesel truck, which was pretty amazing. That truck's done some amazing things in its life, and one of them was racing that Ford GT.
Yeah, absolutely. What a remarkable achievement, as you point out, 2,000 horsepower from that original 5.4-liter supercharged V8. They really must have significantly enhanced it.
It's turbocharged. They're originally supercharged. This particular one is turbocharged, and yes, they've really worked hard on it to get to where they're at, and it's several years. I've watched them blow up motors and tear up stuff, and they pretty much held the record for the last 5 or 6 years at the Texas Mile. Anybody that's never been to the Texas Mile or some of the mile events, there's the Arkansas Mile, the Colorado Mile, I would recommend that they go look. But the Texas Mile's in Victoria twice a year, and it's on a runway. They shut a runway down at the Victoria Regional Airport. And it's incredible to just go down there and drive your car as fast as it'll go.
It sounds like a really cool place. More with Greg Hoag around the bend. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil
free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. My name is Bob Long, alongside Greg Hoag, diesel racing pioneer, race car driver, and team owner, and just fresh off the Texas Mile event. And Greg, we've been doing a lot of stories on the conditions out in Bonneville, but I'm happy to announce that finally, you know, after decades, both the federal government and the local folks in Utah have passed some legislation which is going to significantly improve the surroundings and conditions at Bonneville. So it's good news for everybody.
I hear that a lot of good things are happening. The legislator out in Utah voted the $5 million, and more money is being raised. It seems like the salt this last year was a generation best salt. It was the first time I was out there for Speed Week and then for World Finals, and incredible how good the salt was. It's still not as thick as it needs to be, and it's still got some problems, but the traction seems to really be there. They're putting a lot of brine back, and for those that don't know what happens, they pump the water out and take the salt and extract the saltpeter out of it and put the other chemicals that they want, and they have the salt left over. So what they do is they are putting salt back and flooding it, and when it dries out in the spring or summer, then it leaves the crushed surface. The salt in some areas is only about an inch thick, and in other areas it's 4 or 5 feet thick. Before we got out there, before man started going out there in the early 19th century, it was feet thick. And they've leached the salt out and they mined it, but now the legislature and the mining company out there have started working hand-in-hand with private money and government money and trying to restore the salt. It's really an amazing place. My first time out there, it's like you're on a different planet. But it's incredible to know what's been done out there over the years. To see history that they've been racing out there for well over 100 years and actually go down the same on the same surface. So it's an incredible place. They call it salt fever, and when I went out there, I kind of caught it, and I've kind of focusing my efforts out there. We're working on the Valley Fever car, Streamliner, with Brad Bosworth, and we're going to field a diesel-powered Streamliner. And we feel we can go head-to-head with some other people and set records. And ultimately, we think we could get 400 with a diesel out of this particular car.
Wow, that's great.
So, and it'll be using the Edelbrock-headed Chevy Duramax power plant.
And aerodynamics are so critical, I would imagine, Greg, as well. So I'm sure you work heavy on that.
Aerodynamics is everything. Jack Costello is kind of the aerodynamic designer of all the cars that we race out there that are Streamliners, and he says it's the five L's: long, lean, little, light, and low. He said he goes under the air. Of course, he adds languorous to that too, which means no bumps, but he has a better description. I think on YouTube I've put up several descriptions of Jack Costello's Streamliners. But long, lean, light, little, and low. And they try to make them go under the air. It's amazing how little these cars are and how you almost lay down in them.
I can imagine, just from a packaging perspective, if you want to get as low of profile as possible, it's definitely going to be very close to the ground, and I could see how that could happen design-wise, having people basically lying down. But really exciting times, Greg. It sounds like things are going really well for you, and it sounds like you've had some great weeks of late.
We have, and I'd like to invite you to come out there and hang out with White Goose Bar Racing, which there's no such thing as the White Goose Bar. It's the bar in the White Gooseneck trailer for the last 50 years, but it's kind of a racing team out there, just like they have the gear grinders and the sidewinders and all that. And come out to Bonneville sometime and watch what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. And remind everybody about the times of the year that the salt flats are active and there's action to be seen.
The World of Speed is in August. It's kind of hot out there, but there's no humidity, so it's fairly comfortable. In Wendover, which is the closest city, it's 100 miles west of Salt Lake City. It's right on the Utah-Nevada border, so on one side of the street they have casinos, and when you walk back and forth across the street, you have a time zone change, but they have that race, and then they have one in late September or early October, which is the World Finals. So you can go to the Bonneville website, and you can see when the dates are. I haven't looked at them this year. I just know when they are. They're in approximately. And I would recommend people go out there. There's many things to watch and see, and people that you've read about in magazines over the years, and get to watch them go down the racetrack and get to look at it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like something that all auto enthusiasts should do at least once in their lifetime. And I've never been to one of these Texas Mile events. One of these years, I definitely want to make it to that, because that just sounds like a whole lot of fun. And I'm so glad that your friend was able to reach that 202 mile per hour mark in the CTSV, and that you had some great success with diesel-powered products as well.
Well, it is. The Texas Mile, when we first started going there, was very, very small. And now you'll see a lot of the big rigs like you see at NASCAR or the professional category rigs. And they take about 350 entries. Back then, whoever drove in the gate and you paid your $150. And now they have an entry starts about 2 months before, and it's full up in about 5 minutes on the Internet.
Wow.
So I would recommend people in Bonneville, I would recommend that people that are car enthusiasts put that on your bucket list. Wendover, the best thing is I personally fly into Vegas and drive about 300 miles north, and there's a lot of sights to see on the way. It's incredible to get to go witness that and then drive across the country and make a good trip out of it. But I would say that anybody should at least put that on their bucket list of going and watching the Bonneville, either the World of Speed or the World Finals. It's kind of like U.S. Nationals or the Indy 500 or Daytona 500. It's just something that you need to experience if you're a car enthusiast at least once.
Absolutely, and I like the way you do it. I think that's a very smart way, flying to Vegas and then just do the drive, and you'll see a lot of stuff.
Yes, it is. You can fly into Salt Lake City and drive 100 miles west, but Vegas is just, they've got planes going in and out every hour to every part of the country, and rental cars are cheap, hotels are cheap. Fly into Vegas, get a hotel room for one night, then drive up to Wendover, watch what's going on, have a good time. There is a lot of access to the Salt. You can go out there. They do run everybody, including competitors and officials, off the Salt. The BNI does at 8 o'clock at night, which is they should. We just leave everything out there. There's nobody there. They patrol. But Wendover has some good places to stay, good big large casinos and motels. And there's also a museum out there that's where they practiced for the Enola Gay, for the B-29s. And a lot of stuff went on, a lot of history out there in that area, and a lot of stuff to see. There's a 11,000-year-old cave that you can see from the Salt Flats. You can climb all the way up the side of the mountain and look in a cave. Of course, they've got it bars off so you couldn't go in there, but you can see cave paintings that they say are about 11,000 years old. So there's a lot of history out there. A lot of people that came west went through that area.
That's fascinating, Greg. You can actually see the paintings on the walls of the cave. That's pretty
cool. Yes, you can.
Cool.
It's called Danger Cave, and you can. There's a lot of stuff on the internet that has a lot better pictures than we were able to see. We climbed up to it in the middle of the night and got to see it. And there's a lot of this stuff on my Facebook fan page, facebook.com comp 461, COMP 461. A lot of the videos, I did a lot of Facebook lives out there, so you can see a lot of stuff going on.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time here today, and we'll check in with you again real soon.
See you till next time.
All right, that's going to do it for this hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.